Christian friends, rejoice and sing. Now is the triumph of our King. To all the world glad news we bring. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord of life is risen this day. Bring flowers of song to strew his way. Let all the world rejoice and sing.
Sing with hearts uplifted high.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Your name we bless, O risen Lord, and sing today.
Congregation, please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner,
confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord have mercy. Shout for joy to God,
all the earth.
Sing the glory of his name.
Give to him glorious praise.
Say to God, how awesome are your deeds.
So great is your power that your enemies come cringing to you.
All the earth worships you and sings praises to you.
They sing praises to your name.
Come and see what God has done.
He is awesome in his deeds toward the children of man.
He turned the sea into dry land.
They passed through the river on foot. There did we rejoice in him.
Who rules by his might forever, whose eyes keep watch on the nations.
Let not the rebellious exalt themselves.
Bless our God, O peoples.
Let the sound of his praise be heard.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
O God, you make the minds of your faithful to be of one will. Grant that we may love what you have commanded and desire what you promise. that among the many changes of this world, our hearts may be fixed where true joys are found. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The congregation may be seated. The Old Testament reading is from Isaiah chapter 12. You will say in that day, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for though you were angry with me, your anger turned away, that you might comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. And you will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples, proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be made known in all the earth. Shout and sing for joy, O inhabitant of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The New Testament reading is from James chapter 1. Do not be deceived, my beloved brothers. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Know this, my beloved brothers. Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The congregation is invited to stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 16th chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
But now I am going to him who sent me, and none of you ask me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you will see me no longer. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to thee, O Christ.
The congregation may be seated.
How firm a foundation, O saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, who unto the Savior for refuge
The sermon for this morning is based on the gospel reading that we just heard from John chapter 16. I reread verses 13 and 14. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and will declare it to you. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The last couple of Bible classes, both Wednesday night and also Sunday morning, we've had some discussions that the text of Luke and Acts lead us to think about, some of these questions of the certainness, the reliability, the firmness of God's Word, the truth of God's Word. And this is the truth of God's Word is an important part, not just for the pastor, but for every single Christian, the firmness of it. So much so that even in the order of installation of congregational officers, which when we installed our officers several months ago, I spoke this from the agenda, this little order of rites of installations and blessings and things like that that we use. And I read the first two paragraphs. You have been chosen to fill specific offices and positions of responsibility at Zion Lutheran Church. You are to work with the pastor that our life together in Christ may be orderly and pleasing in his sight. Now listen to this next paragraph. You are to see that the services of God's house are held at the proper times, that the word of God is purely preached and taught according to the Lutheran confessions, that the sacraments of Christ are administered according to his institution, that provision is made for the Christian instruction of young and old, that the erring are admonished, and that discipline is maintained. And it goes on with several other duties and responsibilities. And I said this for the whole church council. And at the end, the church council responded. They promised to do these things. It's not just for the pastor, but it's for the church council specifically, but for every member of the congregation. What is the Word of God? What is being taught? What is the source? Where should I teach it from? Where is the preaching from? This text from Jesus, his own words, help us think about this. If you follow along with the sermon notes, you can put in, fill in the blanks. It's Jesus. It's Jesus who promised the Spirit of truth. Jesus calls the Holy Spirit in this text the Spirit of truth. And he said this Spirit of truth would guide his apostles into all the truth. Not into lies, but the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, would guide the apostles into all truth. And that's a promise from Jesus. Jesus, the Son of God, promises. And Jesus said also in those verses that the Spirit would speak on his authority. Now think about that. When the Holy Spirit came to the disciples, to the apostles at Pentecost, and led them to remember and to understand and to teach and preach what Jesus was about, the ministry, what he did, and his ministry, and his dying, and his rising, and link that to the Old Testament prophets. All this was done on the authority of Jesus. All that the apostles wrote down is on the authority of Jesus. The Spirit would speak on the authority to Jesus, the Spirit of truth. So this teaching that they would come, their preaching and their teaching, would be received from the Spirit and would be Jesus' own teaching. So what we have written, that one's not the Bible, here's the Bible. Lots of parts of the Bible in that, but the Bible That is written down by the prophets and apostles who were given the Spirit of truth, whom Jesus sent. And the Spirit of truth spoke with the authority of Jesus. So when Paul writes the Ephesians or the Philippians, or Peter writes his letters, 1st and 2nd Peter, they're speaking by the power of the Holy Spirit, the inbreathing of the Spirit, inspiration, and it's the authority of Jesus. The Bible is not man-made. It's man-written. Men wrote it down, but it was not their ideas. It was not their authority. It was God's authority, God's Spirit, sent from Jesus. And Jesus says that the Spirit would glorify him. The purpose of the truth from the Spirit would be to glorify Jesus. That's really, really important and helps us understand the interpretation of Scripture. Scripture points to Christ. He's the center. He said all of Scripture point to him. So if we would hear teaching or preaching that points to somebody else from Christ, or that diminishes the glory of Christ or what he's done for us, that is not teaching from the Spirit. The Spirit is to glorify Jesus. That's what he says. So any interpretation that doesn't glorify Jesus is not from the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit would take from Jesus and declare it to the apostles. When we read Luke or Acts or Matthew, Paul's letter to the Philippians, Jesus is talking to us through his words. That is the power of the Spirit that he gave to his apostles to pass on to others. And other times, in fact, last week, whoever hears you hears me. And whoever hears me hears the one who sent me. And whoever does not listen to you does not listen to me. It's a line that is absolutely certain and sure. And so what is preached from a Christian pulpit and taught in Christian Bible classes should be based on the Word of God. And not only the pastor, but the members need to see that that's going on and think through, and does that glorify Jesus? Does that talk about Jesus' teachings? And perhaps it's teachings of law. What is sin? Or teachings about forgiveness? Or teachings about baptism, which Jesus said we should do? Or teachings about his supper, or teachings about heaven, or hell, or whatever it may be. That the teachings are from Scripture. Jesus wanted his disciples to know that this Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth that he would send, would help them and ensure that they would carry on the ministry. In fact, at this time in our reading, before he suffered and died and rose again, he even says to you, I have more things to say, but it's too much for you to bear right now. Just yet, at that time, at that moment, they could not take it all in. But with Pentecost, they started saying, this is the Jesus, this is the Christ, and they started announcing it and writing it and sending out letters. And that is certain and sure. Jesus, he says, all that the Father, he has given all things to Jesus. From God the Father gives to the Son, and the Son sends the Spirit of truth. And the Spirit declares it to the apostles. The teachings of Jesus does not say this about the teachings of any type of science or political ideology or human theories, whatever it may be. These are susceptible to our ignorance, our lack of understanding, our
sin. These things can be flawed. But for the word from him is certain and true. For Jesus said, you will receive the Spirit of truth. And we can depend on what the apostles and the disciples wrote down for us. And all three persons are involved in this, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. They're involved in giving the world the Word of God. The Father planned throughout the Old Testament, and the Son is involved, and the Spirit is involved throughout the Old Testament, that the Messiah, the Savior from sin, would come one day. And that he did come, born of the Virgin Mary, grew up, ministered, healed, suffered, died, and rose again for our salvation. These things are solid and true and apply to many parts of our lives and meet and help us through many difficulties. In our society and in all societies around the world, throughout history, people will say, I have an idea. If we follow this, it will solve all our problems and answers. If you have a religion like this, it'll solve all problems and answers. If you follow this kind of kingdom or this kind of nation, it will solve all problems and answers. People say that, but they don't raise people from the dead. And they don't promise eternal life, and they don't say your sins are forgiven. In fact, most often people say, you didn't really sin, don't worry about it. But the message from Jesus, sent by the Father, who sent the Spirit of truth, is that we have sinned, and that we have the problem of death and evil powers against us, and that we often fail to really love. But that the Son of God was sent to suffer and die and take the punishment we deserve, take it away from us, and to forgive us. And that forgiveness and that message is reliable through his apostles and prophets written down for us. That can be in any language, in any tongue, that message. But it is not a human-powered or human-based message. It is from God. And that, dear friends, is different. It's not of the world. And that's why we gather together. And that is our message that empowers our life. And if I deter move away from that or any other preacher, stop listening or tell the preacher or something, don't just take untruth, but know that the Spirit of truth is for us. And we have God's word. And Jesus has forgiven us. And there is the resurrection of the dead. Even though we haven't seen the cup being filled, we haven't seen Jesus risen from the dead, it's true. It's true. All that God is, all his power and might and truth, comes into us in his word and wants us to be with him. Be certain. Be sure. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks that you have given us so many words, so many books of the Bible, your word. Help open our hearts and minds every day to be comforted by your word, strengthened by your word, straightened out by your word. If our life is going astray, your word can straighten us out and help us understand. Whatever may be our needs, help us rely on your word. Help us to know it won't set us astray. Help us to know that we are guarded in our spiritual lives by your word. And even when our physical lives are over and we die, whether young or old, when we are connected to you in our word, in your word, we have you. We have Christ. keep us in Christ. In his name we pray, amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We continue with our confessing our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed printed in the bulletin. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
In thanksgiving for the righteousness revealed in the sight of the nations, Jesus Christ, God's holy arm, that he would strengthen the song of his church for musicians and poets, that they may serve skillfully, and for the congregation of God in this and every place, that we may sing with boldness the eternally new song of Christ. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That the Spirit of truth would reign in Christ's church, and his victory for us would be declared joyfully and faithfully to sinners. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our pastors, missionaries, and all who serve the church, and that he who is great in our midst would increase our thankfulness for his compassion, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
To the Father of lights, from whom every good and perfect gift comes, for our families and communities, that by his Spirit he would put away every hasty or harsh word, and instead give us patience and humility toward our neighbors, and that since he has brought us forth by the word of truth, we would speak truthfully with one another in meekness as beloved brothers. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
To God, the creator and ruler of the universe, that he would continue to let us know and believe that this world's ruler is judged, and that we pray for good government and leaders who are both honest and faithful, and for faith that looks eagerly for Christ's quick return. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
We pray for Margaret, Bernita, Carolyn, Charlotte, Isaac, Loretta, Kathy, Carlin, Shirley, Bryston, Bill, Jason, Sue, Gary, Keith, Brad, David, Ken, Don, Denny, Ruby, James, Pastor Nierman, Pastor Shiwi, and Pastor Berlin, that God would hear their prayers and our intercessions, which we offer in the unity of his Holy Spirit, our advocate and comforter. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who commune, that God would send his Holy Spirit upon his faithful people to convict us of our sin, and convince us also that Christ's righteousness is ours, that in such repentance and faith we would receive the things of Christ declared to us in his supper, the holy body and precious blood for the forgiveness of our sins, and that he would unite us by spirit of truth and faith and confession, comforting us with the knowledge that this world's prince is judged. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord God, Heavenly Father, through your Son, you promised your Holy Spirit would convince the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment.
Enlighten our hearts so that we confess our sins, obtain everlasting righteousness through faith in Christ, and through every trial and temptation, abide in the consolation that Christ is Lord over the devil, death, and all things, and that he will graciously deliver us from all affliction to make us partakers of eternal salvation. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you
and the Holy Spirit,
one God, now and forever. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
Almighty God, at your command, Abraham prepared to offer his son Isaac as a sacrifice on the mountain. Yet in mercy, you provided a ram as a substitute. We give you thanks that on Calvary you did not spare your only son, but sent him to offer his life as a ransom for many. As we eat and drink his body and blood, grant us to trust in your promise, now fulfilled in Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
Amen.
We pray our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also, after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. O Christ, thou Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. O Christ, thou Lamb of God, that takest away the sin. T-
to grant me rich supply. He lives to guide me with his eye. He lives to comfort me when faint. He lives to hear my soul's complaint. He lives to silence all my fears. He lives to wipe away my tears. He lives to calm my troubled heart. He lives all blessings to impart. He lives my kind, my heavenly friend. He lives and loves me to the end. He lives, and while he lives, I'll sing. He lives, my prophet, and grants me daily breath. He lives, and I shall conquer death. He lives, my mansion to prepare. He lives to bring me safely there.
Sweet joy this sentence gives. I know that my Redeemer lives.
Your table I approach, dear Savior, hear my prayer. Let not an unrepentant heart prove hurtful to me there. Lord, I confess my sins and mourn the wretched bands. A contrite heart is sure to find forgiveness at your hands. Your body and your blood, once slain and shed for me, are taken at your table, Lord, in blessed reality. Search not how this takes place, this wondrous mystery.
Servant, depart in peace according to thy word.
The fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh. We thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.
Amen. Congregation is invited to stand or sit for our closing hymn.
Dismiss us with